instructions come from he who constructs his number of heads. Picture was opaque, but it's surely becoming clear. Pray we fight back, don't fall off into any snares. Cause harvesting of that wheat, one must deal with the tears. Gazing out that shadow of doubt, alone with any fears. Overcoming the prince, the power of the air. Overcoming ourselves, we're acceptably prepared. Marching by the beats of his drum, no need for snares. Casting out the thought to this world alone with its cares. Consider, when we are laid in that balance, how will we fare? He died for us, we die daily for him, is that not fair? Technically not fair, he did it when we were still enemies to him. One way to the Father, that's only proceeded through him. Yahweh said unto Yahweh, sit at the right hand until the enemies are footstools to you. God, please, kick up your feet. We just pray to be on the other side of this side that shall incur that defeat. Please, we just pray to be on the other side of that side that shall incur that defeat. Please, and please be with us in continued pursuit of the mission. Cause it looks bleak at times observing our current condition. Cursed from our fathers doing that in which I've been restricted. To profit draws an early turn back is what was insisted. But our necks we hardened and stiffened until there was no remedy that could be given. And the sentence handed down would be captivity on top of captivity on top of that captivity. Now who can't understand those sentiments? He nourished our nation and we go turn our backs on him. Heavens declares glory, we act like we don't hear them. Obeying the lust of our hearts in every whim. Hawking abominations, ignoring the law and the righteous pen. A people whose name is his, he shared that with them. Them Israel, that name is his, he shared that with them. Now the current situation, we turn from the Most High and turn to divinations. Consequence of that, slave ships, plantations. And on top of that, executions, castrations. Noose around the necks, left for days, just hanging. Iron yoke and debt, no man can give alleviation. Tuskegee experiments, turn to vaccinations. From you better not know how to read to what they allow us in education. Segregation is separation, affliction further through collaborations. Planned Parenthood extermination, evil inventions and their emulations. School clucks, social pests behind badges waiting. But is his arm too short to redeem? No, chapter 8, verse 46, first king. So get back in line, he priest of the Elohim. Is he allows time for those who shall fight to be clean? And I know it gets hard when dealing with sickening nations. But don't confuse absence with what's defined as the Lord's patience. And don't be beguiled of the reward is short of in waiting. And just know everything belongs to him, even this cadence. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplications unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their hearts, then hear thou their prayer and their supplications.